Good morning, everybody. In India, we say, praise the Lord, but we, in Hindi, we say, Jai Masiki, Jai Masiki. Sometimes they say, Jai Masiki. Would you like to say this? Jai, you call after me, Jai, Yeshu, Ki, and Jesus, praise the Lord. Now, I think whenever I come to USA and speak in the church, it's always a problem for me because my accents, pronunciations, that's why I have to go very slowly. Means I have to speak very slow. So you can understand, Pastor Ray told me that you can take 25-30 minutes. I say, I will follow the Indian standard time. 30 means 1 hour. But don't bother, I'm not going to tell you. I would like to have my wife to come and read that portion that's found in Luke chapter 10 onward. Can we have the mic, this one? This. I don't know, because
to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
Thank you. This is not Madhu's voice. That's but I thought she must have a part in the worship, so I did it. But that's the voice of Kim. She's sitting here. I think you can understand. I'm very thankful to our God for this opportunity. This time it was impossible for me to come because I had a fall and unable to walk. But miraculously, God, you know, I don't know, means I know it, but I say that I don't know it, because His work is different, my work is different. His means God's work. He has His plans and purposes. So He brought us miraculously here. Thank you, Pastor Ray, associate pastors, deacons, officials, and especially my brothers and sisters of Plantation Community Church. I'm thanking you again because you are the major support of Reva Mission. We had 34 churches. And individuals also. And we were getting plenty for mission. But after the departure of the founder missionaries, Romans, American churches and individuals thought the Reva Mission might have closed down, and they stopped their giving. We were in the government service, my wife and myself. We gave up our job and went to the place where we didn't have any support because all the churches and the people, they had stopped their giving. So it was a question in front of me, the Lord, what can I do? Shall I go back? Lord says, no, be here. So the word came to my mind, Lord, you have given me different talents, music, painting, and coaching. So Lord, I'll do this one, earn the money, but I won't go back. But thank the Lord, I never got a chance to sell my paintings or to coaching class and nothing else. And first time, 5 widows came out. I remember Mrs. Clara Rabbit, Mrs. Scott, Mrs. Mary, and Mrs. Birdie. These 5 women, they came, and first time I received a check of $50. That was in 1978. And that was the token from God that, John, don't go back. This is the good beginning. The widows, they came forward to help you. And in this way, I never looked back. We had one mud house, the missionary where they lived, mud house. When I dismantled their house, I found near about 67 fork, knives, and spoons in the wall. Because the rats, you know, every night, they used to come and take all the spoon and everything in the holes, you know, in the mud house. Those spoons, those knives still are with me. So in this way, that mission was opened. And when God called me, I wanted to do something than others. And I have changed many methods because our object was to preach the gospel. And so if I speak, because I have to speak on the world also, so I won't take time, but as I told you yesterday, that before my departure, I'll write a Riva bulletin specially for you. I'll leave it here and you read it, because I don't want to take your valuable time. But we'll go to the verse. Now the portion is a simple portion. It's not a sad story, or it's not a happen story. It's a parable. Jesus was always talking with the people with parable, you know, the parables. These parables is something different. So one lawyer came to Jesus and he's asking, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered him, taking the example, and let the lawyer know about who was his neighbor. Now, years back in 1983, I always have the meeting and given the 15 minutes to the people so they can ask me some question. So I preached, and after that, I had told that in that meeting that Christianity in Riva, or not Riva, in India, since last 2,000 years back, St. Thomas, Jesus' disciple, he came to India about 52 to 55. The man, you know, he stood up and said, Pastor, just now you said, since last 2,000 years you have having the Christianity there in India, but why you are still 2% Christians in India? I said, it's a good question. Because, you know, when he asked me, and I said, okay, I'll answer. And I answered the question with this parable. Now here, in this parable, you can see five characters. Right? Five characters. First one is the man who was robbed by the robbers. We have dacoits, you know, in Rewa. Dacoits, so the robbers, you can. And very famous. Famous means different way. And they were just killing the people. Like, one of them, you know, he heard the gospel that early in the morning we are preaching with the loudspeaker. And then he was in the jail, that boy. And he heard it. And one Sunday, with the permission of the jailer, he attended the meeting. And after that, he went back. When he was released from the jail, he went back to his home and became a dacoit. I mean the robber. And his name was, and police, two state police were after him. And there was a big prize if anybody catch him, live or dead. But thank the Lord, that man came to me once. Because police department never knew his face, never knew. But my son and myself, we knew him. We know. So he once night, he came to me and told me, this after some conversation, that he wanted to be Christian. I said, you are dacoit, you are robber. Why your mind is changed so quickly? He said, every morning, I'm listening your messages through loudspeaker. We were just close to jail. We are still close to jail. Dacoit, you know, what's their doctrine? What's their object? Whatever is your, that is mine. I'll take it by hook and crook. That's their doctrine. I mean, whatever is your, that is mine. The same thing was that the robbers, we are talking about the robbers. Their doctrine, I can say doctrine, word I'm using, means their object to rob. And they do it. But this man who had come to me, I told him that you must leave all these bad things. And he said, okay, the people, they call me father there in Rewa. Everywhere in India, they don't know reverend, they don't know pastor word, so they call me pastor, father. I said, okay, no. So he said, father, I'll leave my this robbers thing and everything and be a Christian, and I'll build a church. But you know, he was under the custody of police. Police was after him. He couldn't come openly. So I prayed for him. I said, okay. But one thing I found in dacoit, though their object is different, but one thing is I found that they keep their promise. Once, you know, he called me in the jungle to see me. And I said, okay, I'll come. All my relatives and the people, they said, no. Don't go there. You will be killed. I said, no. I know they keep their promises. But that's the only bad thing. But what you call, you have 10 bad things. And if you have one thing, so 9 is against the 1. So he is a bad person. So, but you know, he was shot dead. He's no more. The character I'm talking about, the robbers. Whatever is your, that is mine. In the church, the same things we find. We have, sometimes we try to have those attitudes. Second, we see the man who was in this agony? He was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem is considered as a holy place, and Jericho was the business place, worldly things. But this man was going from the holy place to unholy place. Secondly, he was alone. He was alone. And he must be a rich man, because robbers, they guess it, having seen, because you are going from the one place to Jericho. Jericho was a business center, and he was going to Jericho for the worldly things or to purchase anything. In between, he was caught there, and he was not killed, but he was beaten bitterly. That is the man. Now we come to the third person. He was priest. And he saw that man lying down there, and he changed his road. Many times we pastors, we leaders of the church, do the same thing. We know that my church member is falling down. He is going to sin often and often, and many bad things in him. He's just in his mood, we call. But you know, sometime we priest, we pastor, are responsible that we leave him alone and take the other step, other road. And the fourth one is Levites. You the Levite. And Levite means, this was a simple priest. But Levite, why that word is written? Because Levite means specifically for the chosen people. Levite, for the chosen people. And the chosen people, see his attitudes here. What he's doing? He also did the same thing. He followed the another way, left that man alone there. His doctrine was, whatever is yours, that is yours. Whatever is mine, that is mine. Means nothing to do with each other. Sometimes it happens in the church also. Oh, let it go. Let it go. What pastor says, let it go. So whatever is mine, that is mine. Whatever is yours, that is yours. That's the Levite's doctrine, object. And the third man, the last man, Good Samaritan. He was from the scheduled caste, we use the word. Scheduled caste means the low caste. You know, the Samaritans. And Jesus had the contact with many, the Samaritan, like the woman. And everybody was thinking that he's always with the low caste people, poor people. The same thing is happening in India. Same thing. People think that they are getting the people and making them Christians because they are from the low caste. But you know, the low caste people, sometimes I tell the people, I'm from low caste people. They say, no, no, you are not, because you are having a car, you are having a guns and everything. So, but that, I tell them that if you are calling the Christians are converting the poor people, and not only that, they blame us by giving them, you convert them. I said, yes, we are scheduled caste. We work for our people. But this Good Samaritans, this means actually they were not touching each other, you know, Jew and Samaritan. But that man came there and went to the man who was in agony, helped him. And not only that, he just cleaned his wounds and everything. And not only that, he took up on his donkey, went to the other place, and you know the last word you heard. He asked the, what you call the man, the in charge of that house, please take care of him, and when I come back, I'll repay you. What's the example we have? I must thank the Lord that this spirit is given to American people. I'm not talking about today, but I'm talking in the past. Many times I'm sitting with my host, my brothers here in America. They said, Pastor, now America is completely changing. But I say, always tell them, yes, changing, but why you are still British? Then you will surprise to know that the man or the woman from every nation, they want to come to America. I had a talk with my last, we had the seminar, and I said, why? He said, I would like to go and open my mission there in America. I said, no need to go to America. There are galore preachers in America. But everybody wants to come here because you are blessed. You are blessed nation. You are from blessed nation. But why? Because your father, forefathers, did a good thing. I tell you, when they came, they never thought about the low caste and missionary's life. I know because I'm now 72 years old. But I, from my childhood, I have seen the activities of the missionaries. They never came to preach the gospel, but they physically they feed the people. And thousand, if you see now, are in the ministries. I'm from not low caste, but I, my father's father, they were Christians, but I was not a Christian. But at the age of 17, and since then I was watching the activities of the missionaries. Now there are no missionaries because our government stopped them. But having seen all these things from my childhood, how these missionaries blessed, because one day one missionary was sitting, and mostly suppose I am a master of house, my servant would not come and talk with me. Even he can't sit with me. That's a tradition in India. But that missionary, one missionary is having a farmhouse, good things. He had his agricultural land. One day he was sitting there and having a lunch. It was a time for the lunch. In between what happened, they had some bullocks. So, you know, when you release them, they are very happily, they just run and they want to go and drink the water. In India, you know, when you release them from the work, they just run to the water or something to eat. The same thing with elephant also. They have the time, meat time, that's for the rest or that for the eating. So this, while they were eating, some bullocks, they came running, you know. And one of the bullock fell in the tank. And now see, the servant, the butler, you know the butler, English people, they use this word butler, but we call cook. So cook, you know, came to the master. He knew that master won't rebuke him, and he says, sir, cow's husband running came, fell to the well. Did you understand what I mean? What is cow's husband? Bullock. But he never know about this word. So he said, cow's husband running came, and dhaadish fell in the well. Well, ke, tank ke badle well bol raha hu. Means I'm talking in Hindi, so my wife, she can understand my message. So So, I want to say that how much love your missionaries, our missionaries, they shared, like this Good Samaritan. And that's why we are Christian in India. May God bless you all. Thank you.